Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Bridgerland Audubon Society, USU Extension, and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand from the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. More and more, you're likely to hear this sound in Utah yards, parks, and fields. That's the call of the Eurasian collared dove. Originally from Asia, this dove has been expanding its territory around the world at an incredible rate. The first sighting in Utah was in Orem in 1997, and now the doves are everywhere. So far, it doesn't look like our native mourning dove is affected, but such rapid population explosions rarely occur without some sort of undesirable ecological consequence. In America, the Eurasian collared dove is an invasive species. But not all non-native species are invasive. Invasive only applies when species spread far beyond the area where they are first introduced. Luckily, not all invasive species turn out to be serious pests. Ecologist Mark Williamson suggested the TENS rule. About 10% of introduced species establish lasting populations, and 10% of those go on to become problems. There's a long list of Eurasian invasives in Utah. Among them is the highly flammable cheatgrass that comes from Southwest Asia. Those massive clouds of starlings, they come from Europe. Tamarisk from Eurasian deserts lines the Colorado River and tributaries. The common carp is an unwelcome Eurasian colonist of our lakes and large rivers. And the American West's iconic tumbleweed is an invader from the Russian steppe. Why so many invaders from Eurasia? Well, for the last 500 years, there's been a net outflow of Eurasians to other parts of the world, especially Europeans. And this human population carried its biological baggage along with it, in the form of animals, plants, and diseases. Some ecologists believe that the physical geography and human history of Eurasia has conditioned its species in such a way that they will consistently outcompete the species of other continents. But that's debatable. For in the last decades, the New World has started to lob some pretty competitive species back over to Eurasia. For example, the American mink was brought to the Eurasian continent in the 1920s for use on fur farms. But because of deliberate releases and accidental escapes, the mink is now common in the European wild. And it's a pest. The American mink is taking the place of the European mink, which is now threatened with extinction. Furthermore, the American mink is gobbling up populations of vulnerable ground-nesting birds. Unless you are involved in agriculture, you might not have heard of the Colorado potato beetle. But potato growers around the globe know this striped orange and brown beetle from the American Southwest all too well. It has a voracious appetite for potato leaves and quickly develops resistance to any chemicals used against it. As a final example, the American bullfrog is considered one of the world's most damaging invasives. The bullfrog does amazingly well in a variety of habitats, even artificial ones like mill ponds, irrigation ditches, and reservoirs. Its incredible adaptability helps it spread and outcompete native frogs. Moreover, it's been transmitting a deadly fungus to previously unaffected populations of frogs, toads, and salamanders. Thanks to Lyle Bingham for information on the Eurasian collared dove, and to Ryan O'Donnell for his audio recording from xenocanto.org. For more information on the dove and other invasive species, go to www.wildaboututah.org. For Wild About Utah and the Quinney College of Natural Resources, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Bridgerland Audubon Society, USU Extension, and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.